At the present time, the Administrative Planning Office is preparing the midterm plan for our international business. As part of this effort, I'd like to talk about the issues related to production at our Chinese factory. Our top products for the South American and Southeast Asian markets are made at the Shanghai factory. These products were made at first in Japan, but in order to reduce production costs, manufacturing was shifted to the Shanghai factory 5 years ago. However, as I'm sure you know, labor costs in China continue to grow each year. And, particularly in the South American market, exchange rate fluctuations make a major impact. So transferring production to reduce costs is less effective than expected. Which products should be manufactured in China is something that I think needs re-examination. Also, we must review everything about products manufactured in China, from the planning, development, and parts supply stages. Today, most products manufactured in China are products planned in Japan, so the investment costs involved in development are shouldered by the Japan headquarters. For products made in China, moving ahead in China from the product planning stage is where we can gain effective cost reduction seen in the bottom line. Chinese products also share many parts in common with products for the Japanese market. Today, these parts are purchased as a batch from Japanese suppliers, then exported to that country. By creating an original product planning and supply route in China, we can ensure more efficient operations. Now, let me talk about the issue of quality. The failure rate on the Chinese production line is more than 3 times that of our Japanese factory. The local quality control department does carry out checks for defects, so we did a study to find the causes. For the issues where we could identify the cause, we made a sequential review of the measures taken and implemented new actions for improvement. However, the drastic measures needed to resolve quality issues will take years, I believe. In our midterm business plan, the whole of our international business for the next 5 years is targeted for growth of 20%. To achieve this, we must make a comprehensive review of this firm's production activities in China, looking at this in terms of production cost, distribution, supply, labor, and other issues. We need to establish the optimum production system, seen from a global viewpoint.